The end of Parashat Shmot, we read of Paro's refusal to free the Jewish people, which frustrated the Jewish people and Moshe Rabbeinu, who turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in very strong words, Lama Hariota Li Amazeh, Lama Zeh Shelachtani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of Parashat Shmot, responds and says, now you'll see what I'll do to Paro. But interestingly, before we move to the Makot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe back to the Jewish people and tries to inspire them to believe, to continue to be part of the process, to show faith. And of course, here we have the Arba Lashonot of Geula. What's interesting, though, is that the two key words in Hashem's speech to Moshe in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era are Ani Hashem. This is what we see in the first Pasuk, Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe Vayomer Elav, Ani Hashem. And then in Pasuk Gimel he says, I appeared to the Avot with the name of Kel Shakai, but Shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. This concept of Yudke Vovke, they did not see, and I'm revealing it now. Rashi, Chazal, asked the question, what do you mean Yudke Vovke the Avot didn't see? It's mentioned throughout Sefer Bereshit. Rashi explains that the Avot didn't see the Midah, the fulfillment of the promises that the Jewish people will now see. The words to Bnei Yisrael, Pasuk Vav, Lechein Emor L'Bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem. And the last words, V'natati Ota Lechem Morasha, Ani Hashem. And the question is, why is this concept of Ani Hashem, particularly Yudke Vavke, so important? Chazal explained to us that the name Yudke Vavke is a combination of three words, Haya, Hove, V'yiyya, was, is, and will be. God is unique in that not only is he ever present in past, present, and future, but all of them merge into one, and there really is no difference from God's perspective. And this is why the Lashonot of Geula here are all formulated in past tense, even though they refer to the future, and they're flipped with the Vav. V'hotzeti, v'hitzalti, v'gaalti, v'lakachti, v'heveti. It's in the future, but it's already happened. This is meant to be an antidote to the Jewish people's short-sightedness. As we're told in Pasuk Tet, V'yedaber Moshe Kein al Bnei Yisrael, V'lo shamu el Moshe mikotze ruach u'me'avodah kasha. The Jewish people did not hear. They couldn't heed what Moshe was saying because of the difficult work they were facing and the short-spiritedness. Sometimes people get caught in a moment and are unable to have a vision of the future. And the Jewish people were stuck in such a moment, and God tried to inspire them by helping them see, based on their past, that they could believe in their future. The Avot had no past to build upon, but the Jewish people had seen how God had helped the Avot. Thus, they could relate to the Midah of Hashem, Yudke Vavke Hayahova V'yiyya. But they were working so hard and stuck in that moment, they were unable to see Mikotza Ruach. May we be able to use the miracles of Jewish history, of the Jewish past, both throughout the millennia and in most recent times, as a basis for believing in our future as a people and as individuals. And may we be inspired by Ani Hashem to overcome the challenges of Avodah Kasha and Kotzer Ruach.